Welcome to Travel World. You're wondering, what is that beautiful sound? That is the beautiful sounds of Cheryl Nye. And we do have the Nye sisters. We've got both of them here. Right? We are Nye to the max here
both
today.
Hi, how are you?
Very
how
well. Travel World, of course, friends sharing travel with friends. And, what better place to talk about than Nashville? And, of course, Stephen Pickford will lead us through it.
Right. We'll be talking today about country music tourism, starting off with Nashville. Over the past decade or so, there's been a real rise in the growth of country music tourism that has sort of been in a direct line with the new country genre coming into play. It's brought a lot of new fans into country music. In the last year, there have been an average of 8 million visitors to Nashville itself. And I know Cheryl Nye is with us today, along with her sister Kathy. Cheryl is a singer and songwriter. She's written over 190 songs in the basically the new country format. She's listed in the International Who's Who in Music, Volume 2 Popular Music for 96-97. And through our show today, we'll be playing excerpts from her CD, Loving You. Welcome to Travel World.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So over the past couple of years, two of you have headed down to Nashville a couple of times. You're planning to relocate to Nashville.
That's right.
Nashville, what does Nashville mean to you as a destination for travelers? Not just to relocate, but as a destination for travelers.
Well, for us, we thought that Nashville was basically the center of the universe for music. It's got all kinds of booking agencies and all kinds of record companies, everything. So we thought that would probably be the best choice for me, and we're going to try it for 1 year. I'm going to go down with my sister. My sister's always been in media for the past,
15 years.
So we thought it would be the best choice.
Right, there are 1,500 record companies in the city. 25,000
right.
People are employed in the recording and entertainment
That's
industry.
Right.
So if somebody's a real country music fan, I mean, Nashville is the place to go. We'll be talking in around 15 minutes or so, 10-15 minutes with Tom Adkinson from Gaylord Entertainment. Really, Gaylord Entertainment are the people that
I think they own everything.
They
in
own
in
every
Nashville.
Everything
in
Nashville.
Exactly.
And somebody heads down to Nashville, what would you suggest? Well, they're going down for a sort of a weekend getaway, 3-4 days.
I think they should go see the Opryland Hotel. It's one of the most beautiful hotels we've ever seen in our life. It's got an indoor, sort of like a,
waterfalls. They have fountains, they have just all kinds of trees and everything you
it's
could
like
imagine
a rainforest.
In a hotel.
It's like
beautiful.
The country Vegas.
It's
absolutely. Beautiful. It's absolutely a beautiful hotel.
Well, actually, it is the largest hotel in the United States outside of Las Vegas. It's almost 3,000
right.
rooms.
That's right. It looks like it should be in Vegas. It's just so big.
Is 4 days enough to go to Nashville?
You really need about 2 weeks to see everything in Nashville. Absolutely. 4 days is really not enough. Cheryl and I spent about 4 days the first time, and we didn't see half
we had
as
to really
much
run
as we wanted
to see everything.
To see.
There's just so much you want to see in Nashville.
So if you do only have 4 or 5 days, it's still great, though, because you'll get a taste of what you want to come back to see
definitely.
More.
Definitely. That's right. Definitely.
And, of course, it makes a good base for a number of attractions in that part of Tennessee.
Absolutely.
That's right.
So the Opryland Hotel, as we mentioned, and we'll be talking with that about that with Tom later. They've just added their 900 rooms, the Delta, what they call the Delta. I mean, that's a small expansion, 900 rooms. But, you know, there's three distinct areas to mm-hmm. it. The Delta area, which is a new area where there's like you can take a boat ride right through the lobby. And
it's like the Edmonton Mall.
Yeah, it's
there you go.
A dozen restaurants, lounges. It's probably also the one of the most relaxing hotels I've stayed at because I was in a room overlooking the Delta area, and I opened my patio door, and really it's overlooking the indoors, it's not overlooking outside,
right.
But you have these waterfalls and just the sound of the water at night. It was just like being outdoors. It was mm-hmm. so quiet, so relaxing, so peaceful. It was a great place to stay. So really that, but if people, I mean, it, you know, if their budget won't allow them to stay at the Opryland Hotel, just go there and look at it.
Just go
buy
there, look
a coffee.
At it.
Exactly. Yep. Go have a coffee and
that's
sit
right.
there.
Take a walk
something.
Through the
yeah.
rainforest there that they have. It's just beautiful.
Are prices really kind of limiting?
Well, it is a AAA four diamond hotel, so it's priced accordingly.
And worth it.
But it's worth it. Mm. They run over 85% occupancy throughout the year, and I mean that's.
So maybe treat yourself and stay one night there.
Right, one night.
You can.
That's right.
Yeah.
One night.
You know, but there's a lot of other reasonably priced properties. And, of course, then you can still spend your time with all the other things
that's
the Gaylord
right.
has in town.
And by the way, if anyone listening has questions specifically about Nashville or something they want to ask Cheryl, please, you know, give us a call, 790-0600-600 if you are a Bell Mobility subscriber.
And they've also done a lot of work redeveloping the downtown area. I don't know whether you saw that on your...
Yeah, actually, we also went to Music Row. Now, Music Row has all kinds of different shops that has country boots and country outfits and all different kind of things you can look at, and it's very exciting to
see
that.
I often wonder about downtown in many American cities. It's not... I mean, Montreal's downtown is very alive, and people go, and they go at night, and very many American cities at night, it's dead. It's only a daytime thing. Is Nashville like that or different?
Well, actually, when we went to Music Row, when we were there, there was nobody on the street. I mean, there were tumbleweeds, a couple of tumbleweeds.
Is this nighttime?
This is probably around 5 or 6 at nighttime, and it was almost like...
It was pretty quiet.
It was very, very quiet. There's maybe 5 or 6 people on the road.
And generally, is the downtown like that? It's only for business people? It bustles during the day and at night?
Probably during the daytime, I think you'd get quite a flurry of activity, mm-hmm. but at nighttime it quiets them down.
And a lot of efforts have been made in an area called the Historic District, which is just on the banks of the Cumberland River. It's around eight blocks in either direction. Gaylord opened the Wild Horse Saloon, trying to sort of bring some life to the downtown area, and they run a water taxi service from the Opryland Hotel, because the Opryland Hotel is not downtown. It's around 8-9 miles northeast of the city. You think of the Opry being downtown, but the original Opry, the Ryman Auditorium, was downtown, but in the early 70s it relocated to much more palatial.
What do you mean a water taxi?
Well, it's like a little boat. I mean, not a little boat, but it's a small motorized launch that goes down the river.
And I hate to sound ignorant, but is the downtown right on water?
Yeah, it's on the Cumberland River.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And that's where the city was founded in the 1700s, mid-1700s. Fort Nashborough is being rebuilt downtown on the bank, sort of a recreated area of historical interest.
So where do people go, if not the downtown, where do people necessarily go when they want to go to those great bars and those great...
Well, there's another bar called Tootsie's, which has been an institution in Nashville for probably 100 years or so. And a lot of people go to that bar. It's very small, but there's a lot of celebrities.
And is that downtown, or is that near hotels?
That's right downtown. Downtown core.
Hotel, restaurants and bars.
There are a number of restaurants and bars.
The fun stuff when you're on vacation, you know.
It's basically spread out, though. We find that Nashville is, you have your downtown core, and then, the Opryland section is like in a different area, mm-hmm. so everything is basically spread out.
So you choose where you're going, and that's where you'll spend
exactly.
the next few hours. And
yeah, within like maybe a 3 mile radius,
sure.
3 to 4 mile radius.
It's a very easy city
doable.
To get along
it's
around.
Very
it's
easy.
There's
very
a circular beltway
along.
Interstate
right.
around the city, so you can go from within 15-20 minutes to any part. So there are sort of blocks of the city where you would go, the Opryland area, Music Valley Drive, and then downtown Historic District, then just around a mile from that, Music Row. So there, things are concentrated, but it's easy to get around.
Would you say rent a car or not necessary? Or
I don't think you would have to rent a car. No. I think you could actually get there by bus. They have quite a good transportation system in Nashville as well.
So that would be one option if you didn't want to drive. Certainly you could... certainly you could get around by bus, although sometimes you have to check in some U.S. cities, the Sunday service is not that...
It isn't.
It's not like in Montreal.
Yeah, right. But again, if you were staying at the Opryland Hotel, they have a shuttle bus from the airport, which is around 5 miles away, and then, of course, they have their water taxi, so you can get downtown. So, and there is a downtown trolley service around mm-hmm. 75 cents a dollar that will take you to the main sites downtown, so you can combine
great.
The two.
Mm-hmm. It seems like every person in Nashville is an artist, and they're out on the streets performing out on the streets, or they're actually selling things in the stores, and they're dressed up in their cowboy outfits or whatever.
Terrific.
And it's really nice.
And the very striking thing about Nashville is that everyone's really, really friendly. They have the Southern charm so renowned, and it's very true. Very, very nice, polite people, well-mannered. So I think it's a really nice place to go.
People will go out of their way to help you and get, give you directions and suggestions where you should be going.
Fortune magazine rated Nashville as 1995's number one relocation destination.
Oh, is that right?
So we thought, hey, why not? Why not relocate to Nashville and, see what's going on?
And how many times have you guys been there?
A couple of times.
Yeah, about 2 times, Sarah.
And
we're going to go down again.
You were sold.
Yeah, we were
sold.
You didn't
need
more
than that.
We're going to go down this summer again just to look at it, and then in September we'll be relocating.
Okay, we've got to take a short break, but we want to also... talk about some of the people that are helping make a Travel World possible.
Well, I just also wanted to bring into the discussion that, you know, we're talking about driving around, but if you're driving around Montreal this summer, now is there's no better time than to call Montreal's hottest new and used car long-term leasing specialists at Centre Auto Régal. They're not tied down by any one dealer line. Centre Auto Régal puts together a made-to-measure lease on any make, any model of new or used car from 1991 up at very competitive prices. If you mention CIQC and Travel World, lease any new or used vehicle, purchase any used vehicle from them, and receive a $500 cash rebate. That's until the end of May, so give Pierre Puteau or Les Pinsky a call. Let their 15 years of automobile leasing experience at your full disposal. 620-CARS, that's 620-2277, to make your next car acquisition a regal experience with Pierre Puteau and Les Pinsky. And also, we're talking about planning all the whole vacation experience is being planned, but more people spend time on planning that vacation than planning for their financial future. And really, I've been reading so many articles over the past few days that I realize that no other time in history has advanced planning for retirement been so important. That's why I let Bill Wisnowski and Versifolio Financial Services put his years of experience at my service to combat that information overload of investment options, tailoring a portfolio to meet my needs and to meet your needs as well. Spring is finally here. I look out the window, but it's spring with the kind of rain and overcast, but new life is outdoors, so isn't it the time to put life into your investment portfolio as well? Diversification is the key to minimizing risk in anyone's portfolio, and if you are unsure of how to achieve the right mix, Dynamic Mutual Funds offers the Dynamic Managed Portfolio. Instead of investing in individual securities to achieve a desired asset allocation, this fund holds other dynamic funds at amounts which give an optimal mix. Designed as a conservative portfolio of funds, it mixes the types of funds according to market conditions. One easy decision for full conservative portfolio diversification. Call my buddy Bill Wisnowski at Diversifolio Financial Services today, 731-5592, for a free financial planning consultation. Learn more about diversifying your portfolio with Diversifolio, investing to outperform.
We'll take a short break on AM 600. Come back with Travel World, Stephen Pickford and Cheryl and Kathy Nye. You can call during the break, 790-0600. Stay listening.
Giving a big stretch, Saturday, Bois Mountaineau. It's the place to be on St. Charles in Kirkland, just south of the Trans-Canada. Drop by, say hi, bring the kids if you like. It's just off Highway 20, head north on St. Charles to 3150 St. Charles, or exit the Trans-Canada and head south on St. Charles with just a little past the overpass. And we'd love to see you, Bois Mountaineau. We know your needs here. Now, especially if you're in the mood for a brand new refrigerator, we've got clean, contemporary styling. We have Whirlpool 14.4 cubic foot refrigerator with fruit and vegetable crispers, glass at $6.99, plus a $45 manufacturer's rebate, and of course free service and delivery. And don't forget, at Bois Mountaineau, we deliver your new appliances and take away your old ones absolutely free. That's a policy at Bois Mountaineau. A McClary washer and dryer set, refrigerator and range at the price of $17.89 the set. Check it all out at Bois Mountaineau, St. Charles, south of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland.
These days, it pays to be a smart shopper. It pays to look for super value, great buys, and it pays to look at the Salvation Army's discount superstores. Dollars get stretched for clothing for the whole family, a variety of furniture and bric-a-brac. In fact, the Salvation Army will be happy to accept your donations of clothing and household goods. Your chance to help them help others. Call 935-7425 or shop for clothing, furniture, and bric-a-brac at the Salvation Army discount superstores in Brossard, 5840 Taschereau Boulevard.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World. Janice Kirshner with, of course, Stephen Pickford and the Nye sister, Cheryl and Kathy. And that is that was music from
my song called Should I Let My Feelings Show.
But we cut you right off there,
That's
didn't
okay.
we? Where can
That's
people
okay.
get the CD? We'll be playing the CD all through the show.
Actually, it's in the States now at Peacock Music in Plattsburgh.
Okay.
It used to be selling at HMV and Sam the Record Man, but now we put them in the States now.
Because
I've been performing there lately.
Can people get one if they want to? How can they can't? They've got to drive to America? Is this what you're saying? Is there someone
actually,
they can call here?
If they want to leave their name with the station, I'd be happy to leave a bunch here. That would be
no
problem at all.
No problem. Let's go to the phones. Good afternoon, Bernard. You're online.
Good afternoon.
I'd like to know, it would be a good idea for a group of seniors in Nashville for, say, a week and a half or so.
A lot of things to do for seniors. Seniors really love their country music. They like a lot of their old favorites, you know, Porter Wagoner and these fellows, Grandpa Jones on the stage at the Grand Ole Opry. When you cannot go to the Grand Ole Opry on a Friday or Saturday performance night and not see bus after bus after bus of seniors. Uh-huh. They come from all over Middle America. It's a big thing. There are companies, so that's all they do is specialize in bringing the seniors to Nashville.
Great.
And you know, it's a safe city, and when they come in with their bus, they get a whole tour. They like to visit the historical attractions like the Hermitage Plantation, Andrew Jackson's former home just outside of the city. They like to visit the Bellmead Plantation, which is like a 5,200 acre plantation house. And there's a wide range of restaurants. The seniors, actually, this brings up...
do they offer good discounts to seniors?
Yeah, good discounts. They like the seniors market because the seniors are flexible on their travel dates, so they don't necessarily have to come on the weekend.
Sure.
They can come midweek, although for what they will do is tend to come maybe midweek and then leave on the Friday or Saturday because you can only get, except in the peak summer season, the Grand Ole Opry year-round is Friday and Saturday. During the week on Tuesday and Thursday, there are matinee performances. But... you know, so they can plan their schedule around that.
Right.
So there are good discounts for seniors. And as I say, there are some properties, depending on their budget, you can go $20, $30 at places like Super 8 and Motel 6, just on the outskirts of town. But the seniors' favorite restaurant, the two chains, Cracker Barrel and Bob Evans, and they both made the list of the most popular restaurants for tour groups put out by the American Bus Association.
Oh.
They've pulled all the motor coach members, and their members just love those restaurants, and they're well represented. Cracker Barrel is based in the Nashville region.
Do you have a number to call if someone wants to organize one of those senior tours?
Yeah, I can give you a number for the Nashville Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Sure.
Give you a number here. Nashville Convention and Visitors Bureau can be reached at area code 615-259-4755, and if you speak to their tourism sales department, they can put you in touch with the all the people and get you on a mailing list and get you all the information you need.
Terrific. Thanks a lot. Great show.
Okay,
great. Thanks for your call.
Bye.
790-0600 is the number, star 600 if you're a Bell Mobility subscriber and you're out on this fine, beautiful day, expecting highs of 12. We're not even there yet, getting down to 4. We've got 10. It's 25 after 12, and this is Travel World. We are Travel World.
We are the only travel show in the city soon, so.
That's right, and talking to the Nye sisters, Cheryl and Kathy. That is Cheryl's music that we're listening to, and that is Stephen Pickford.
Yes.
That is, over there, yes, you can see him.
Everyone,
you can see him over there.
Yeah, we have, everyone in the studio audience can
that's right. Can
watch and see. Downtown, for country music fans, there's also the Country Music Hall of Fame downtown on Music Row. That's a must.
Beautiful place.
Does that look like those theme restaurants? It's got stuff, doesn't it?
It's got a lot of stuff. Yeah, and a gift shop in there and everything, but it's very unique. It's very unique.
Is it?
It's got all different kinds. I think they even had an Elvis Presley car in there.
Oh, yeah,
Elvis,
wow. One of Elvis's cars, yes.
Just beautiful.
There's a lot of museums around town that cater to the particular careers of the various artists. So, I mean, everyone from, Jim Reeves to Barbara Mandrell to Conrad Twitty. I mean, there's a museum dedicated.
And there's a gift store for every artist as well, too. You've got Barbara Mandrell's, I think, Christmas store, and you've got George Jones's store, and just every artist is represented.
Now, obviously, if you're a country music fan, this is heaven, but does it feel like big, bad capitalist tourism in your face or not? Does
not
it still
at all,
have
really,
a
no, not at all. We didn't feel that at all.
Okay, because it can. I mean, the way you describe it, every... I understand that it can
but
sound
Nashville
that way.
But Nashville is not just for country music. There's
a lot of pop music there, too.
There's
all
alternative,
kinds of entertainment.
There's pop, there's rock, there's everything in Nashville. Not just country music, but it focuses mainly on country music.
So it doesn't feel like they're trying to call everything by some music star's name and ripping you off and everything.
Oh,
every,
never,
you know,
never.
You know,
no.
It's
a very special place.
And music fans are very very loyal to their favorite performers. So they have, it's almost like a pilgrimage. They have the
That's
fanfare
right. yes.
at in June and...
And the artists are always very approachable, too.
Oh, that's
which
nice.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they treat you with respect and that. It's really nice.
That's one thing I noticed, because people will go up to the stage of the Grand Ole Opry and they'll, you know, before the performance, they let you take pictures during, and people run up right toward the front stage and take pictures. How often do you see that at a performance? It's very
right.
approachable.
They're very accessible. I think the artists are extremely accessible in the country field.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
just
I mean,
go up to them anytime.
Right. We went behind stage when we were there at the Grand Ole Opry and said, oh, please, you know, everyone, please have refreshments. Please. It was a very open atmosphere. And, you know, and I was impressed by that people weren't just saying, well, you know, here's the media or something.
Right.
Or, you know, we're going to treat you in a certain fashion. But it was a genuine hospitality, not just, well, you know, here you are from a travel show and you're doing a travel show.
Right.
We'll show you one thing. But they were showing it to everyone that came there, that they knew that these people came to Nashville for a particular reason, that many of them, it was, you know, a shrine to them, and to come to the Grand Ole Opry was a very special event.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we got a tour also backstage of the Grand Ole Opry. We met one of the cameramen in the parking lot, Dave Owens, I believe
David
his name
Owens.
Was.
Yeah.
And he says, come on, he says, I'll show you everything at the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
So we got to see everything behind stage and that. So it was really nice.
Was it as neat as you thought it would be?
Oh, yeah.
You were not disappointed.
No,
not
we weren't disappointed
at all.
At all.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful, yeah.
And you can still see shows at the original Grand Ole Opry, the Ryman Auditorium downtown.
Right.
They have a show on that started last year, premiered last year, and it's continuing throughout this summer. And based on the career of Hank Williams Sr., so that is something you can go visit the original Ryman. That gives us time to talk a little bit here about something that is very important when you go away on your vacation, and that's what do you do with your pet, your best friend. And Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities, designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for canine guests, designed to provide privacy, while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal grooming can be tailor-made as well, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe sanitary conditions, personnel on duty 24 hours a day, and a veterinarian on call. They invite you to call them to visit their facilities and experience firsthand the care and special attention that your pet deserves when you're away. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Going to take a short break here on AM 600, 790-0600. This is Travel World. If you've got questions about Nashville, give us a call. Stay listening.
We are at Bowie Mountaineau in St. Charles in Kirkland, just south of the Trans-Canada. I'm Lita Polson. The exact address, by the way, is 3150 St. Charles, but you just cannot miss this store. It is gorgeous. Now, if you'd like to be a little adventurous, how about home theater with Bowie Mountaineau? Now, this is in the electronics department, and we have promotions all this weekend. A Hitachi 8mm camcorder with color viewfinder, 24x zoom, and wide-angle lens for $6.99 on a 12-month guarantee. And remember, I believe Mountaineau, buy now and pay in April 1998. We also have the Samsung 8mm camcorder with color viewfinder and a 12x zoom for $5.99 with light included, 12-month guarantee on that one, too. And don't forget the Panasonic cordless phone with 14-day battery life, illuminated keypad for $2.39. And I'm Lita Polson. We'd like to see you at Bowie Mountaineau, St. Charles, south of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland.
Hi, everybody. The Expos will take on the Dodgers again tonight in Los Angeles. Last night, a tough loss for the Expos and Dustin Hermanson, who carried a 1-0 lead into the eighth inning. But the Dodgers erupted for five against the Expos bullpen and won the ball game 5-1. The Expos look to bounce back tonight against Chan Ho Park. The right-hander is 2-1. He'll pitch for the Dodgers. Veteran right-hander Jim Bullinger for the Expos, 2-4. He'll be on the mound for Montreal tonight. 9:45 will be broadcast time for the pregame show and then the ballgame. Late-night baseball from Los Angeles here on AM 600.
Labatt 50 Expos Baseball is brought to you in part by Kojax, Audiotronic, Dale Carnegie, Sir Winston Churchill Pub, Pestroy, Sam Clota of Midland Walwyn, TFI, and Plastivary.
Comrades, you will listen to the Communist Roadshow Radio Hour Saturday afternoons at 4 on CIQC.
That's Comedy Nest.
What?
Comedy Nest.
Oh, the Glasnost.
we want to give. Hold on to your dream.
Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600. That is the beautiful voice of Cheryl Nye, who we've got live in the studio. And the name of that CD is I'll Never Stop Loving You. Loving You.
The name of the song is Never Give Up on a Dream, and the CD's called Loving You.
Loving You. I knew there was something Loving You. I've got... Does this woman have a list of stuff to her credit? First of all, the thing that I think is really cool. Now, I know this might not be what your heart and soul wants to do with music writing, but you must admit, this must have been pretty cool. Singing national anthems in front of zillions of people.
Yeah, about 50,000 people at a time.
The Toronto Sky Dome, the Blue Jays, 50,000 people.
I really enjoy doing it because Kathy and I are really big sports fans, and I always get fabulous tickets every time I do that.
Well, there you go.
And
so it's worth it.
All the players. All the players. So that's very important.
That's better than the Oprah Grand Ole Opry, isn't it?
Sometimes, so, yeah.
Man, that's just, I can't imagine that.
It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you might have remembered seeing her. She's done the Canada Day parades now. That's six times you've done those,
about six
right?
times now for Dr. Singh.
That's right. That's the attractive dark-haired woman singing. That would be her. Montreal Forum, the Canadians, cool. But that's just, like I said, this might not be, you know, your heart and soul that's not what your creative soul wants to do is the national anthem.
I enjoy
but
doing it
must,
anyway.
Exactly.
It's a lot of fun.
It must be absolutely wonderful. And Cheryl also wrote Never Give Up on a Dream, and that was for the Terry Fox Cancer Benefit Show. And we're talking about Nashville.
Basically springtime and summer and fall are the big seasons for the Opryland theme park, which is right adjacent to the Opryland Hotel. Great place for families. It's got that country music atmosphere, and you can see a lot of different formats. They start off with like bluegrass. You can watch bluegrass and sort of hillbilly type music. They show you the roots of the music in the hills, but also they have all your favorite amusement park rides, and that runs really from April to October is their season for the Opryland theme park. So if you go with a family, and they may not necessarily want to see all the shows at night, the kids can go and see, you know, what they want to do at the Opryland theme park and play during the day. And they have some name performers as an extra additional ticket on top of the admission. They have a lot of name performers come in to their theater to do a lot of outdoor concerts at the Opryland theme park. So that is something that is a must. Do the Grand Ole Opry one day. If you're doing a three-day tour, you can see the Grand Ole Opry one day, the Ryman Auditorium show, the Hank Williams Senior Tribute show, and then the third day, the Opryland theme park, and spend a day listening to music and taking in the rides.
If you do want to go out at night, do most hotels have some kind of babysitting service or something like that?
The major ones can arrange it. The major ones can arrange that.
You might want to go to those late night country bars, and you know, if you've got the kids with you, it can still be a family vacation. But if you could,
they have a lot of entertainment at the hotels as well, too. Even the smaller ones, even like Comfort Inn or Quality Inn, they have country performers that actually will perform at nighttime as well. So,
right, almost all the hotels will have a bar or lounge of some sort,
something live.
That's right.
Oh, that's great.
And the hotels, I mean, a hotel like the Opryland has the recreational facilities, the indoor pool and the whirlpool and the sauna, and so it can make a whole family vacation with the recreational facilities. They have a golf course even at the Opryland.
Not inside.
No, 18-hole golf course. An 18-hole golf course.
It would probably fit.
Surprised.
You know, and
it is the Edmonton Mall.
It is almost, and or you can listen to country music even at dinner. They have the General Jackson Showboat, which goes on the Cumberland River, follows basically the same route as the water taxis do down the river, but you can go out, it's like a four-story recreated steamboat. And
can you gamble?
No gambling. No gambling yet in
The state?
Not in the state. It's more on the places in the state of Tennessee that are gamblers. They're like on the Mississippi, but on the Arkansas side of the Mississippi.
Okay.
So they get all there, like in West Memphis, Arkansas, they have the gambling on the river, whereas on the Tennessee side. But of course, their main market is bring everyone over from Tennessee to gamble in Arkansas.
Sure.
And also down the Mississippi and in the state of Mississippi, a lot of riverboat gambling. But no, the General Jackson Showboat is basically just a dinner show, and very good at that. But you were also talking about Civil War history, and there is a lot of history in the Nashville area.
That's right. The Battle of Nashville was fought, and it was one of the last major battles of the Civil War, and it was called the Battle of Nashville. So that's in the area as well.
And right. Do they have monuments to it and museums or buildings?
Well, I personally haven't seen it yet, but I will be touring the battlefield. But I would believe that they would.
Sure.
Right. The Battle of Stones River also took place in the area, and that's where the oldest Civil War monument ever erected, 1863. Even before the end of the war, they put up a monument to commemorate the battle. There were so many casualties there.
Yeah.
But the Battle of Nashville was Union troops camped out on the grounds where the state capitol building, and they basically decimated the city. So what you will see is, you know, 1865 and later downtown, other than the shells of some buildings.
Now, you mentioned there is other kinds of music, because if someone's not a big country fan, they're thinking, well, I'm not going there. It sounds like there's country music every place. But actually, there is a lot of different kinds of music. It's the hub for all kinds of recording.
The record companies down in Nashville do take all types of music. I mean,
there's
whether it's pop or rock or anything, they're open to just about any type of music.
How many record companies are there?
Oh, I think there's 1,500.
Yeah, I figure 1,500. Yeah, 1,500 and 25,000 people employed in the industry.
Can you believe that?
126 booking agencies.
And I think there's people that love country music. There's people that love country music but won't admit it. And then there's people that think they don't like it. And I think because they don't really know what that is. And maybe you can talk a little bit about the new country and the old country.
The difference between new country and the old country.
There's different kinds of country. There's the Western kind, which is really traditional. Then you have the new country,
the
which is the most popular
one, right
now.
The old ones, right?
It's very twangy.
Twangy.
Yeah.
It's downright twangy. But
very heavy on the guitar.
That's
and,
right. And the new country is basically the pop of the 70s.
Right.
It's something that it can actually cross over onto the pop stations or onto the country stations.
Yeah.
It's right in between.
It's very
so that's
accessible.
Hot now.
I mean, what we've been listening to when we're coming off breaks, you'd say you sing country, right?
New country.
New
yes.
country, exactly. Yes. But I think if you didn't know that and you just heard it, you'd think it was really nice pop ballads, and you wouldn't necessarily
exactly.
put
the
that
lines have
the C
now.
Word there, you know. But
that's right.
Yeah.
But I think in Nashville there'll always be the traditional Western and country, and then you'll always have the new country.
We can't get rid of the old stuff.
No, you can't.
Well, there are a lot
can.
Of fans for the old.
Absolutely, it's traditional.
It's that seniors'
especially
market.
In Nashville. There's a lot of fans for the
it's
older.
It's very
music.
Big traditional.
But it's the roots too.
It's the roots.
It kind of came from there. You know, you've got
it's important to keep that tradition alive.
Yeah.
And a lot of that music originally came out of the Tennessee Hills,
yes.
That whole area has developed, not just as an industry, but the roots for 100 years of the musical style.
Well, talking about the Tennessee Hills, there's a place called Pigeon Forge, which is about 200 miles away from the city of Nashville. And that's where Dolly Parton has her little
Dollywood?
Theme park called Dollywood.
Isn't that a great name, Dollywood? I love it.
There's a lot of country performers that actually perform on the streets there, and there's a lot of country music going on in that area, in the Pigeon Forge area. It's right up in the Smoky Mountain area, and it's just beautiful.
You're
the scenery up
the
there
mountains.
Is just unbelievable.
Right, particularly at fall foliage time, October, November, because their fall foliage season is later than ours.
Sure.
So, if you can't get enough of fall foliage in Quebec and Vermont, if you head down there, October, November is a good time. It's not as hot.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is the temperature like? Because, you think Nashville, you think, it's so hot.
Well, it's in the high 80s, low 90s in the summertime, and 100% humidity. It can be very hot and very humid during the summertime. The best
when do you like to go?
I like to go end of October, beginning of November, and the other time I went was end of January, early February. It makes a good midwinter break.
It's not cold?
No, it's just basically what it is like today.
But with sun?
With sun.
Okay.
With sun.
With sun and music.
and that brightens up your day, right?
Yeah.
Listen to the music and it brightens up your day.
This temperature's not bad. It's just if it had sunshine, it'd be totally bearable. Yeah. So that's January.
That's January, February.
Oh, that's a great break. And springtime?
Springtime, 60, 70s, they start they start really in early March in springtime, and the flowers come out. And, visit the plantations in the springtime. It's a very beautiful area. A building that a lot of people will know from photographs is the Parthenon in Centennial Park downtown near Vanderbilt University. And it was built for the state's centennial. It's the only full-size replica ever built of the Parthenon.
And it looks like
the Parthenon, because Nashville considers itself the Athens of the South because of its publishing industries, it's university.
All that souvlaki?
Yeah, all the souvlaki on pita.
No, wait a minute, that's the wrong way. No, I got the wrong food there. Yes. I'm sorry, I mixed that right up. Yes. Tried to be funny.
Yes, it's, you know, and it didn't come off all that well, but we get the...
I meant ravioli, meant all the ravioli.
Athens of the South, and they have show classic and contemporary artwork in the Parthenon.
That.
It's a very artsy community, as we mentioned, art gallery, Tennessee State Museum, so the history of the whole area.
You mean good art, not just rhinestones?
No,
right.
Real
art.
So those velvet pictures that used to be sold at Woolworths with the...
velvet Monet. I want me a velvet Monet. 790-0600 is the number. If you've got questions about Nashville or the outlying areas, Pigeon Forge, anything around that whole area, star 600 if you are a Bell Mobility subscriber.
And
from center stage to backstage, Information Radio covers the performance.
Well, I felt sort of possessed because I was standing where she once stood, and there was an electricity in the air.
You must love me.
Tracy McKee's Entertainment Review, weekday mornings at 10 to 8 here on AM 600. Listen, and you could win tickets to the movies, a show, or dinner for two. Information Radio may be your ticket for a night out.
CIQC.
Official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be. From Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network. Also, before heading off on your next trip, do what I do. Head off to Jetsetter. Jetsetter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location, from money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs, from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusport Sac, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jetsetter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jetsetter. And GST is included in every price you see. Jet Center is Montreal's travel accessory center, conveniently located at 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
You're listening to Travel World on AM 600, and just to let you know, I have no good news weather-wise. That's all I'm saying. No, it's going to be raining, pretty good chance of that. High at 12, getting down to 4 tonight. We've got 10 outside our... studios right now, and we are talking about Nashville and country music tourism, but there's all kinds of other stuff to do there as well. And Kathy Nye, and we've been listening to Cheryl Nye singing, that's her sister, is going to tell us, she's been there, well, and she's got something fun to tell us.
I just wanted to say basically that the cost of living also in Nashville is the lowest of any of the U.S. cities.
Well, that's why you want to move there.
Well, absolutely, yes. And there's no wage income tax. So whatever you make is basically clear money.
In Tennessee, the whole state of Tennessee.
The whole state of Tennessee is
Florida's like that.
Florida's like
that too, isn't it? Or Florida,
yeah, Florida has
no
tax on personal income.
That's what you're talking about, the no tax on personal income. Wow.
It's amazing.
Which is good if
so
there's so many artists there.
To,
the artists
to
hold
move
on.
Down to Tennessee.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And their unemployment rate, just
is,
to mention,
yeah,
too,
I was just going to say
4.7.
No,
so
mean,
it's pretty,
oh,
pretty
they,
low.
Pretty
but
good.
They still
pretty
consider
good.
That they can still consider that to be
high.
Too high.
Yes,
too
they
high.
Do. They do.
So that's why there's none of them moving here.
No, they aren't. They right. aren't.
Or out to Newfoundland. We no. don't.
another interesting thing that I found about Nashville is the number of car museums. It's not just the cars that not just we see one or two cars in a museum, but there's like two or three or four museums all over town
mm-hmm.
where
yeah.
The country music stars like their cars.
Oh, they love their cars. Yeah.
And they change them almost every year, and they end up in a museum.
Yeah, and each museum, I think, has an Elvis car in it.
Yeah, Elvis.
Big fans
too.
Of Elvis there.
Real ones? Like, I mean,
real
how many
ones.
Cars did he have?
who knows?
Well, apparently he had, over 200 cars, something like whatever.
That. At some time, over his entire career, yes.
I've seen the pink Cadillac. Mm-hmm. I've touched it. Well, okay, I couldn't touch it, but I've been there. Yeah. Been to his house.
Yep.
He wasn't there.
In the tiger room.
Let's go to the phones. Izza, you're online with Stephen Pickford and the Nye Sisters. Hello?
Yeah, I was. Hi. I visited Nashville last year. And what
did you
say?
Love it?
Yes, it's quite a city and things like that. I was there in November, a little chilly, windy, and things like that, and stayed at the Renaissance Hotel, which I suggest is a class hotel.
Right downtown?
Right downtown on Commerce Street. Now, to those that would like to visit Opryland, there's a bus services, but they end around 7 in the evening. So you have to watch that. If you go into the Opryland show there, you're going to have to take a taxi or cab back again.
Right. Another option that I found as well is that Grand Ole Opry Tours, if you buy your ticket with them, they offer like a Grand Ole Opry tour that they'll pick you up at your hotel and take you to the Grand Ole Opry and then bring you back to your hotel. So if you didn't have a car, and you didn't want to be tied down to either a taxi or a... or the city transit system,
Right. What I did, I picked up tickets at the Opryland myself, and they brought approximately $18 U.S. funds.
Right, very reasonably priced for a
very,
show.
Very lengthy show, and wherever you sit, you can pretty well see the show. And what I did is they picked you up at the hotel, at the Renaissance Hotel, and I think the fare was return $8 to pick you up at the hotel,
mm-hmm.
to bring you down there. The lady driver is very, very nice. She explained... different things as we're driving along there, and after the show at a designated spot, she'll pick you up again. So that's $8. I would suggest that's worth it, and there's no hassle.
Right, you don't have that hassle, because as well, when you get to the Grand Ole Opry, and especially at the time of year when the Opryland theme park is open, it's right on the grounds there, you could have a trouble parking. You walk like miles and miles and miles.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. By the way, the water taxi, I was going to take this year, but they stop a certain time too, so after the show, I don't think they...
Yeah, they're not really equipped to do a night. It depends on when night falls. And
Right. I was
schedule,
there. Right.
Yeah, the schedule changes throughout the year. So the water taxi is... It's nice during the day, and you get to see the scenery along the banks of the Cumberland River, and it's very relaxing, but it's... It depends what exactly your schedule is going to be at either end of the line.
I think it was around $10 each way?
Yeah, $10 each way. You get a day pass as well. They sell day passes, so if you want
right.
to make more than one trip, you can get unlimited
the
travel.
The water taxi leaves you off about 2-3 miles away from Opryland Music Hall.
Right.
So you have to take another bus.
Right, they have one of those Opryland theme park shuttle buses that you see, or the green and white buses taking you around everywhere.
Right. If you go back there, there's a hotel called the Heritage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's down the old...
Near the state building.
Down the state building, yeah.
Which is the state building, by the way, is very nice. They took me around over there because I'm in government myself, so took me around, showed me around. It's very scenic place and things like that. So what you said, I would really suggest anybody going down. The climate is right there at certain times of the year, and I think they're really enjoying themselves. It's quite unusual. By the way, when I was there at a hotel where I stayed at, they came from all over, different parts of the United States and Canada and parts of the Europe. They had a drummer's...
A drummer's convention?
Convention.
Yeah, that's great.
And percussion and things like that. There must have been about 1,000 people over there, and was really something.
Was it noisy?
Nope. I was up in the... My room was all right. I was up on top room.
That's
and things
great.
That. But there were a good bunch of people over there, and what surprised me, there are PhDs, masters, people are teaching music, and...
Of course.
Yeah.
What do you know?
There. Yeah. Vanderbilt there.
Vanderbilt, and it's a cultural, literate community, and... No, they have the art, they have the culture. It's not, it's not sort of a, to use a phrase, a hick town.
You never know who you're going to bump into. Well, I was visiting the Opryland Museum, which is quite a museum.
Oh, yes.
On the ground.
Right, on the ground.
Yeah,
right.
They were shooting a publicity film, and Crystal Gayle was there.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, you never know who's going to be.
Right.
Again, on
yeah.
the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, they have their cast of regulars, but again, you never know who their feature performers will be in like a week or
yeah,
two
she's
before.
Yeah, very pleasant lady.
Yeah, very, very accessible like all the
yeah. So I'll let someone else get on the show, and like I say, I'd like to go back one of these days over there and keep up the good work. It's
right.
very, informing of different places. And I understand you're going to do something in Austin one of these days?
Yeah, we'll be doing Texas later in the season. So we hope you'll tune in then.
Okay.
Great. Thank you for your call. You raised a really good point.
Right.
Bye-bye. 790-0600 is the number. Let me also give the Nashville Visitors Convention.
The Convention and Visitors Bureau number.
Yeah, that's 615-259-4755. Do they have an... I guess they don't have an 800 number. Maybe not through Canada.
Not through Canada.
I checked.
I think you can check out their... You can check out their website. It's www.musiccityusa.com.
Oh,
so,
smart of
them. Yeah, very, very. So they'll give you all the information.
And speaking of www's, we've got the computer show coming up next off the news at 1. Don't forget that. So that number again, 615-259-4755 for the Nashville Convention and Tourist information. And they'll give you anything you want to know. We have been talking about country music.
But if you're not going away for, far away, you just want to go slip away for a weekend of discovery around this area, one of the great ways to access that excitement is with Enterprise Rent-A-Car's great weekend rates. Start at just $19.99 with 300 free kilometers per day for a subcompact, and of course, larger cars are available for just slightly more. Enterprise's great rates have made it that you can't afford not to explore the highways and byways next weekend. Wide selection of new late model cars, 4x4s, wagons, minivans, for no matter what size of group you're traveling with. So think of when Enterprise would come in handy, transporting your out-of-town visitors this summer, using around town to save mileage on your own car. They've got 18 locations in the Montreal area. They'll pick you up at your home, office, repair shop, whatever your choice is. Just call 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, 1-800-736-8222 today for the office nearest you. Pick Enterprise. They'll pick you up today.
And that's a good point, because what we try to do on Travel World is we're kind of alternating, right?
Right,
so one week it's someplace you've got to fly to, and then another week it's someplace you can drive to and a little more accessible
right.
if you've got don't have the time or the money right at that moment.
Right. It's a lot of people like just short weekend getaways. Next weekend we'll be talking with Pierre-Paul Leduc. He's the Director General of the Quebec Attractions and Festivals Association, and they've put out a brochure outlining different packages and things people can do around the province this summer. And one of our regular media correspondents, Denise Kimmel from Rogers Cable in Toronto, is just this weekend. She's away this weekend exploring the Niagara region, and she'll be reporting on that next week. As long as she didn't drink too much at the wineries or whatever.
The Niagara wineries.
So
yeah,
she'll
true.
Be doing her report sort of on the and it, what there is to see and do down there. Should be a good show next week.
I think so. I'd like to thank our guests.
Oh, yes, Cheryl and Kathy Nye.
Thank you very much for having us. It was great. A lot of fun.
Good having you in.
Are you going to leave that CD here so I can play it all day?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
This CD is called Loving You.
That's right.
Cheryl Nye. Can't get it here. Got to drive. No. Got to rent the car.
You got to rent the car.
Got to rent the car at Enterprise.
You either rent the car from Enterprise, or if you need a new car.
So the closest place is
Peacock Records in Plattsburgh.
Yeah, so that's not that far. People would go down there all the time.
Sure.
You know,
it's great shopping down there.
Big place, yes. Great shopping with the not as good as in Nashville though.
No,
I hear that is incredible.
Right across the street at Music Valley Drive, right across the street from the Opryland Hotel, is the Factory Outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like 40, 50 stores of all types of merchandise at very
really
reasonable,
good prices.
At good prices. So
if anyone's got destinations they want to hear more about, some show ideas, you can give Stephen a call, 630-9565, or you can fax him at 626-3138. We welcome your suggestions if there's some really cool places you've heard of but maybe don't know anything about.
Right, some places that you've been to that you think other Montrealers should know more about. If you have suggestions as to some media people you'd like to hear as guests, whatever.
Where you could send Janice Kirshner on a fabulous trip so she could report back. You know, those kinds of things.
Right, those things. Your suggestions. We're open to anything. I mean, that's we want to be your travel show, Montreal. So, no, I'm looking forward to hearing from all of you.
Yeah, because that's what we are. It's friends sharing travel with friends, kind of, or letting people know maybe little areas that they're not familiar with, and some of the not just the things you could find in a book, but some of the kind of hidden stuff.
Right, some of the hidden stuff. And people are always sort of sometimes reluctant because they figure, well, I don't know anything about it. It's just all hype.
It's
and,
foreign.
You know, it's all
I'm
hype.
Scared.
Yeah, it's all hype, and they've seen it, you know, and they say, oh, it's in a brochure. Well, every place says it's good, but
that's
we
true.
Want to hear from people who have actually been there. Is it as good as it's all purported to be? So, you know, that's why we like to share that with you each Saturday from noon to 1.
We will be back next week. Stay listening. I'm sorry, I can't.